Sherry, can you talk to us about the hot chocolate milk in schools program?
Sure, Erin, I'd love to. So the hot chocolate milk in schools program is certainly not new. If you were to browse websites across the country, many different states and regions, dairy councils have been encouraging and marketing hot chocolate milk programs for several years now. And we even had a kit on our website for quite a while. But we decided it was time for a little bit of a revamp and a reintroduction. I think right now, warm beverages and coffee shops are just so important and so popular among students, especially secondary age, that we thought, okay, now's another a new time, I'm sorry, to reintroduce. But really all it is warming up chocolate milk. So of course, milk is the cornerstone of all school meal programs. It has to be offered with lunch and breakfast. So really they're taking a product they already use and offering it in a different way. So it's not incredibly innovative, I guess, but it's just a new way to offer and to garner more excitement around a beverage that, you know, schools are already offering. So they can use equipment that they already have in their kitchen to heat the milk up. And then, you know, students can dispense it on their own or it can be pre-portioned. So simply put, it's just milk warmed up and it tastes really great and creamy and it's nutritious.
Now, I know that there was a pilot done by the National Dairy Council. Can you talk about that pilot program, what those results showed in breakfast participation?
Sure, I'd love to. So this is actually, you know, one of the ways that we're able to decide whether this is a program that we do want to encourage, because luckily we have the National Dairy Council to look to and to check out what they've already done. And they did a national pilot with Chartwell's food service. I think so it was January to February of 24. So what they wanted to do is have schools offer hot chocolate milk at least three times a week during that time. And then they compared their breakfast or lunch participation, depending on which meal occasion they chose to use the hot chocolate milk. They compared it to the year prior to see if participation had increased. And they actually did find it was a 5.6% increase at breakfast and a 3.4% increase at lunch. And in the school nutrition world, 5.6% increase at breakfast is a really fantastic number. Because that's really the time that we have the most opportunity to get more students to eat in the cafeteria, or, you know, if they have breakfast in the classroom or grab and go. So, you know, they also found it increases milk consumption and decreases milk waste because they're consuming all of it rather than, you know, throwing it in the trash.
What makes hot chocolate milk a good fit for nutritious school meal programs?
To me, having been in a school, you know, in a school nutrition department myself, I could see this as a really good way to stay relevant and on trend, but in an affordable way. And also using something that you're already serving on your menu, which would just be the 1% or fat-free chocolate milk right now. It actually... Now, this is not scientifically proven, but when every time I sample the hot chocolate milk at events, or if I do it myself at home for my kids, I feel like it makes the lower fat chocolate milks taste a little creamier. And it just gives a different mouthfeel. So just a new way to serve the same thing that you know is a component on a reimbursable meal, I think is one really good reason for school meal programs to use it. And also, you know, it's been shown to boost their meal participation, and all schools want to do that because that's how they receive reimbursement from the government. So the more students take a full meal, the more reimbursement they're going to get. So I feel like it's a win-win situation for the students then and the school.
Why is it important to include milk consumption into a healthy diet for students?
The endless reasons to include milk in healthy diets for students. So I've been a dietitian for over 20 years and just recently started working for the Dairy Association here in my state of Indiana. And ever since I became a dietitian, milk has been something that I've been very passionate about because it is so nutrient dense. So for, you know, maybe 25 to 30 cents a serving, you're getting 13 essential nutrients, meaning your body is not making those nutrients on their own. So you have to consume them, you know, from what you're eating or drinking. And just something that people don't realize is that milk is so protein packed, and you're getting 8 grams of high quality protein per 8 ounces of milk, no matter it whether it's flavored, plain, or lactose free for students who, can't digest lactose well. And it's got calcium that it's very difficult to find calcium as much as a growing body needs from anything other than, milk or other dairy products. A lot of students are eating 2 out of the 3 meals of their day at school. So if we can make sure that they're having milk at every meal there at school, then they're getting at least 2 servings a day. And if we can warm it up and make it a little bit more palatable and fun, then I think we're going to get more students to drink it.
How does this program support Indiana dairy farms and the state's dairy industry? But also, I know other states utilize this program as well. So, how does it support the overall dairy industry?
Overall, I think what we're doing is if we can increase the number of students that are consuming dairy at school, that's a win for farmers, first and foremost, because then schools will have to purchase more. I think it offers a different way to purchase milk. So a lot of schools will buy bulk chocolate milk in order to do this program. So, not only are they buying their cartons, but they're figuring out another way to use bulk milk as well. To me, it could also affect what kids are going to ask for at home. So if they're at school and they're having hot chocolate milk for breakfast, and the schools do a really good job of marketing that to families, that's something that families are going to think, oh gosh, it's chocolate, but that little bit of added sugar, isn't going to affect my child, their overall diet in a negative way because they're still getting all the nutrients that they need from milk. But it's fun. It's chocolate. It's hot. You see it all over the TV, especially during the cold months of, you go outside and you play in the cold, and that's the first thing you want is a nice hot cocoa, which again is basically just chocolate milk warmed up. So I think it can help dairy farmers that are selling to, the processors that are selling to schools, but then also trying to show parents how they can increase milk consumption and then therefore hopefully purchase more milk at home. I think it is a way to stay relevant. I don't know if you've been in any, secondary schools anytime recently, but you wouldn't believe how many schools have their own coffee shops or their own kind of grab and go marketplace areas. And this to me is a really simple way to get more students excited about coming to school to buy that kind of beverage in the morning rather than, the competitor like the Starbucks and the Big B's and the whatever else, whatever is in your area. So I think it's a way for them to stay relevant and on trend and to get more students to come to their coffee shop because not everyone likes the taste of coffee, but they still want that warm beverage. I think they should get involved because it's proven to increase participation. And I feel like it can be fairly simple. They could do it as a limited time offer if they wanted, or only a few days a week. And they already have, most schools already have some type of equipment that they can use to warm it up, whether it's a tilt skillet or just a stove top, a pot on the stove top. They can use that as well and then just dispense out of a thermos. Insulated thermos. So I think several different reasons. Just getting more kids to drink milk, really, and not waste as much. I had mentioned before that we just really reintroduced this program in November at our Indiana School Nutrition Association, where several of our food service directors were able to taste the product out of a dispenser that actually one of our equipment partners is working on perfecting as we speak. So we don't have a whole lot of information yet about like what we're seeing locally for increasing participation or milk consumption, but I have already had a couple of different schools reach out to me and let me know that, their first couple times that they've served it, they've increased their breakfast participation. One school, Greenfield Central Junior High, I think it was, they've already increased by 30% on the day that they offered it, which is huge for a school breakfast program.